Welcome to the Cognitive Rampage Podcast, the exploratory podcast asking you to question yourself and everything else. Just because you think it doesn't make it so. Many times we get lost in the emotion of our lives rather than use our wisdom.
How you doing, everybody? Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Out here hanging out, staring at the beach. Got a little inkling to go live on my own homepage to talk to you about changing beliefs. I'm going to uncover some things. No, I'm not. I'm not really. But I am going to talk to you and try to give you some things to contemplate. Something to think about. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I've just been in the sun all day too long today. Who knows? But let a couple people join in here before I start talking about what I want to talk about. All right. I want you to think about the last time for you that someone changed your mind on social media. I want you to think about it. When was the very last time where you had a belief, you had a thought, a belief, and believed in something so strongly, and then somebody on social media commented towards you on something that you posted or something like that, and you went, oh, you know what? I never thought about it that way. And right there on social media, because that person commented something towards you, you decided to change your mind. My bet is that hasn't happened, and if it has, not often. I want you to think about that when some of you that are out there arguing, commenting, posting, swearing that you know exactly what is happening on the planet right now, that you know it's the deep state, you know it's a hoax, or you know you definitely have to wear the mask or not wear the mask, or the right is doing this, the left is doing that. You know for sure. You have more information than anybody else out there because you Googled and YouTubed longer than someone else, and you have that factual information. I know this is hard. I know this is hard for people that may be watching for a second, and you have what I call concrete beliefs, right? In psychology, we have concrete beliefs. And in those concrete beliefs, we have these beliefs that are so hard that they're concrete. We have those beliefs because we've typically experienced something, you've went through something, right? I always use the roller coaster example, right? If you ride a roller coaster, you tell me it's not scary. I ride it, tell you it's scary. Who's telling the truth, right? It's based on the experience of the person, right? But you were on the roller coaster, right? You know it's not scary. You know it is. So you convince people to get on that same roller coaster. That's typically what we're doing out here on social media. Hell, I'm doing it right now with this video, right? We have a belief, and it's so concrete in our life, in our minds, that no one's going to deter you from it. But yet we believe that if we just join that post and just join that group commenting, if we just comment the right words, that person we're arguing with, they'll see. They'll see and they'll know the roller coaster really isn't scary. They'll know if we can just get the right words into them, if we can just argue with them long enough. I want you to think about how much energy that you're wasting in a day like that. And I know you may feel that what you're commenting is for the good of America, is for the good for the culture. It's good for the people that, you know, you're defending people. You're standing up for people. So this belief is what fuels you to continue to comment, to post things as if you are the person that knows exactly what is happening, what the answer is, what we're supposed to do, what other people should do. I mean, you've got it figured out, man. And because people don't listen to you is why we're still in this treacherous place. And if people would just pay attention to what you're saying, the world would be better. I mean, think about what you're really saying. I want you to hear what it sounds like. If people would just listen to you, if they would just pay attention to things I post, the facts I've uncovered, the YouTube videos I've dug up, the news that I listen to, if everybody would be just more like me, this place would be better. Because that's what these people, or you, or me, are saying by continually posting or commenting or arguing and fighting amongst each other. Now, I'd love to take the spin here and say that's exactly what they want us to do, is be against each other. But I can't prove who they is. Do you know who they is? Is it the deep state? Is it the whoever? Maybe. Maybe. But again, I go back to how I started this video. When was the last time that you had a belief, posted that belief, and then someone commented against that belief, and you went, huh, I never thought about it that way. Thank God that they argued my post, because now I can change my belief. Probably hasn't happened. But yet you, maybe, expect that if I get on there and I argue with this person, I will change their belief. You're not gonna. Because remember, where our beliefs come from, they come from our experiences, what we've been through, the shit we've seen, right? This is where our beliefs come from, our experience. So unless that person has that experience that you have that made you believe what you believe, you're trying to hold back the tides, man. And the energy that you waste trying to convince people on social media that they should see it your way and that what they see is totally improbable, is completely off. They're sheep. They're brainwashed. They shouldn't be doing this. Pick the side. I don't care. Pick the side that you want to argue for. And we spend so much energy, day in and day out, trying to make people change their concrete beliefs when you know as well as I do, no one has changed your concrete beliefs but you. No one. And we waste our time, our energy. We put negativity out into the world. We become combative with strangers, with people we know, with people we love, with our friends, especially in this time. If you can take an approach of humility for the moment to say, hey, what they've been through has created the beliefs that they have just for the same as myself. What I believe is what I've been through. This is why it concretes in my life. That maybe you're able to take a humble approach to their opinion and say, hey, I see how you could think that without attacking that person, without name calling. You know, it upsets me the most about what's happening in our country currently is not COVID-19. It's not the disease. It's the divide. It is how much we're willing to hate each other, our brothers, hell, couples, friends. People that have been long life friends have split up because of this. And when I see a lack of humanity and a lack of humility happening, and this is what disgusts me the most. It's what makes us vulnerable as a people, but yet we play into it. We go on to social media, we comment on other people's posts, we want to be outrageous. I smirk at the people that swear to God, they know exactly what is fucking happening. They know it all. They've watched enough deep state YouTube videos. They're plugged in. They're right wing woke. They're left wing woke. They're center woked. And because that they've done that, they know 100% exactly what everyone should be doing. We call that mental health narcissistic personality disorder. That if what you believe, if everyone else believed it, we would then be okay. And the world would be great if everyone just acted like you. Think about that. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to swallow. And a lot of people may be watching that have their hardcore views about what is, what isn't, what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. I know you have that. I get that, man. I go back and forth every day. Some days I think we're all going to die. Some days I just want to get COVID so it gets over with, right? I get it, man. It happens to me too. But we get so concrete in what we believe that we can't step back from that belief. We're so entrenched in what we believe, man, that what we're really doing, if you're the person doing that, enforcing your beliefs onto other people is a form of abuse. There, I said that. Enforcing beliefs onto other people is a form of abuse. I don't care what side you're arguing for or whatever you're doing. When you begin to enforce those beliefs, it's the same as if I told you about a couple that was together, and all this man did in this couple was enforce his beliefs down her throat that if she did not take heed and pay attention to those, there would be punishment and hell to pay. You would tell this woman to get the hell out of that relationship, right? Of course you would. But instead, we choose to go out there and go, if everyone in the world would do what I say we should do, then this world would be better. The arrogance of that, the blind cognitive dissonance of I possibly could be wrong. Because we're probably all wrong at some level at some point. We've all done a fucked up thing. We've all done something poor, made bad decisions, you know. But yet we're so quick to judge everyone as if we know exactly what's going on. And I'm not attacking any side here, man. I'm not attacking left, right, center. Hell, the center's guilty as the left and the right, right? But the more we look for blame to point out that many times where the blame lies is in ourselves. We have to point that finger back at ourselves, man. Again, I'm going to preface how I opened the video. When was the last time that you posted a belief on social media? Someone commented the anti-argument of what you were saying, and you went, you know, that's a good point. I changed my mind. Have you ever been convinced on social media by somebody else that what you believe was actually wrong? Probably not. Probably not. But yet we think that we'll go out there and just comment this right thing. We'll paint them into a corner. We'll spend the next 20 minutes of my life arguing with this person about how they are terrible people in the world. They're holding everybody back. They're ruining the economy. They're taking away our freedom. Whatever your argument stance is, you will spend 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes arguing with somebody to try to change their beliefs. And the psychology part about beliefs is what I explained earlier. Beliefs come from our personal experiences mixed with our environmental and cultural influences that we then concrete to believe what is truth. I always urge people, always, not all the time, I can't say always, that'd be irrational. I urge people to start with the humility based on what you believe 100%. Whatever your concrete beliefs are about yourself, others, the world, political stances, parties, mass, no mass, whatever it is, start there by questioning that concrete belief. Question your own concrete belief and walk through it, because you're not fully competent unless you can argue both sides of the story. If you can defend both sides of the story, then you might be fully competent. But even in today's world, what does fully competent even mean? Possibly fully misled by the sides that we tune into. My point being is there's 10 points probably in this shit that I've gone over, but you're not going to change somebody's beliefs by wasting your energy online, sharing that, arguing that, and commenting that. You're just not. I would argue that you probably never have changed your belief based on somebody that disagreed with you. Unless she was your wife or your husband, you're like, okay, I better agree, otherwise he or she's going to leave me, right? Then you're down to change your belief quick. But inside, you know, you walk outside like, I'm still right, right? You still keep that. You know, so don't allow other people's beliefs, them posting about what they believe, to disrupt your inner serenity, your inner peace. Because we're looking for things at this time to be angry at, things to be mad at, things to point the blame at, right? And it's American history, culture. It's in our culture to find something to blame. It must be China. It must be those people that go to the beach. It must be the protesters. We seek blame harder than we seek our own humble resolution of our own beliefs, right? We'd rather chase that. We'd rather chase the blame than the humble reflection of self and how it plays into the perpetuation of what the real problem is. So be careful how you spend your time. Be careful who you attack, who you go at, because remember, there is no truth. You ride the roller coaster. You tell me it's not scary. I ride it. I tell you it's scary. Who's telling the truth? The truth is to the experiencer, to the perception of that experience. And we all have a right to that. We all have a right to that perception, that opinion, that experience that which we have had and what we believe. But imagine if we were all willing to question our own beliefs first. And not just where you go, I did, Adam, I questioned myself, and then I researched it. And the more I researched it, what we typically do is research what is going to then thus back up or justify our reason for believing, right? Because again, most of us never been on social media, posted a belief, someone argued that belief, and we're like, hey, now that you said that, I'm willing to change my belief. I really am. Thank God this stranger commented an argument against my belief, and I have opened my eyes further. I have extended my knowledge. Thank you. Thank you. You don't. So don't expect others to do the same. But please respect others' rights to their experience of the roller coaster. We talk about freedom in this country. Well, freedom in this country is reflected by the opposing opinion. Freedom in this country, the reflection of that is the right to the opposing opinion. So as you may argue someone that they are giving up their freedoms daily with the choice they have, simply by them posting their opinion is the expression of the freedom that which you say you stand for. Right? Their freedom to do that, to not do that, right? We could argue both sides. The perception that we currently hold defines what we believe to be the truth. Based on a belief that has been influenced by media, experience, our past, our parents, our circle of friends, what we watch, what we choose not to watch, and our experiences as a whole that concrete the beliefs that we have. Are you going to change the world, or would the world be a better place if everyone acted just like you? You have to question yourself there. If you're the person that's spouting off 24/7 what other people should do, and if they cared about this, that, the other, they would do this. If you're the person that is spouting off judgment continuously, what you are truly saying is, the world would be better if everyone was just like me and did what I believe. That's what you're saying. That's narcissistic personality disorder, people. Back up. You're not going to change anybody's beliefs. It's a sad state that we're in right now. It is truly a sad state that we are in right now. We allow ourselves to be here. We allow ourselves to be divided. We allow ourselves to be distracted. We fight amongst each other for the scraps of the tables of those that are more powerful than we are. We act and assume as if we know more than the other person. We know more than that person or this person. What we believe must be true. That's masturbation from Dr. Albert Ellis. It must be true, because if what I'm posting is not true, then, man, I may have to question everything I believe. And that's where I urge people to start, is to question everything you believe to be truth. And not just question it, to research it to see if you can back it up or prove it wrong and you went down the rabbit hole and then you know. But it's to question your own concrete beliefs. Know that you're not going to change other people's beliefs by that great argument, that great comment. And know that everyone in this country has a right to that opinion. That's the freedom that which we live in. As terrible as it may seem. Just careful where you put your energy out there. Careful where you're dedicating your time, your precious minutes, and what you're really doing it for. Love y'all out there. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Bye.